Who's that?
It's Dad's new boss.
You can't be Dad's new boss. You're too young.
Yeah, he's also scared shitless.
I'm Charlie Herman, and this is Money Talking from WNYC. And today, what do you do if your boss is younger than you are?
We're looking at some sort of mental hunger games against a bunch of genius kids for just a handful of jobs.
Or maybe you're the one managing people 30 years older than you are.
Hold, please. You're hiring senior citizen interns?
There's been a ton of research on this, and the results are actually incredible. I mean, imagine having an intern with a lifetime of experience as opposed to somebody who spent the last 4 years of their life playing beer pong.
Peter Capelli is a professor at the Wharton School of Business at the University of Pennsylvania, and he sees this kind of thing at work all the time.
Extended life expectancy of Americans in particular is causing us to think differently about retirement. People don't want to stop working, and they're going to need to work longer. And it's a huge cohort, not just baby boomers, but forever, of people who want to work past retirement. And it's there's an enormous amount of discrimination against them. So it's kind of a civil rights story, too.
So he wrote a book about the topic for the Harvard Business Review called Managing the Older Worker. Why do we focus so much on age?
I think there are cultural reasons and no doubt biological reasons as well, driving our attention to age. I think for some people, maybe they imagine their parents when they're seeing some of the older workers. So some of this is baggage that people bring to the workforce. I think some of it too, though, is bundled up with this question of experience that, you know, if somebody has been doing something a long time, we assume they must probably be pretty good at it and probably right. And we assume they must know things that we don't know, and they're probably right about that too.
So then what do you do about that?
You know, there's some really interesting models for this that come out of the military where they've had this issue for a long time. If you think about second lieutenants coming out of the service academies, they're 22 years old, and they're typically put in charge of sergeants who are, you know, maybe in their 40s. And the model they've got in mind, which I think is a good one, is basically to treat the older subordinate as something a little more like a peer, at least in some ways. And I think what that means is you're acknowledging their expertise. So the Marines say, you and your sergeant get together and figure out what you're going to do, and you ought to listen to the sergeant because the sergeant knows a lot of stuff. Then when you walk out and talk to the rest of the troops, you're the person who's talking, but you've already worked it out with the sergeant. So I think the idea of acknowledging what the older workers know and asking them for help, you still can hold them accountable. You have to hold them accountable, and you're still the person in charge, but you know, it's probably pretty good management practice to do this with anybody, but especially with people who know things you don't.
Are there ever situations where it makes sense to have a boss who is younger?
You know, organizations do this a lot as a way of developing managers who they think are going to be executives at some point. You know, if you're going to be at the very top of the organization, you got to move through lower levels pretty fast. So those folks are typically supervising people who are going to be older than they are.
It's funny, I think back to myself when I was in my 20s, and I think I thought I knew a lot more than I really did. And in a way, it wasn't until I got into my 30s that I began to realize how little I did know. And I can't imagine my 20-year-old self managing my 40-some-odd-year-old self.
Yeah. Well, I think that is part of the challenge. And I think the big challenge that, you know, that we saw in this area is that younger supervisors were reluctant to hire older subordinates precisely for that reason. They're also thinking, I don't know how to supervise this guy. You know, she's got 20 years experience and I just got here. In the back of my mind, I'm nervous about how to do this. I don't know as much as they do. And I think that's a sort of misunderstanding of what supervisors have to do, but it's a pretty common one. You know, the idea that I'm your supervisor because I know more about this than you do is a pretty common idea. You know, it's not a craft model where you are supposed to be the master carpenter and you have a bunch of junior people underneath you. You know, you're in a modern organization, you are managing your work group in concert with lots of other things going on with orders from the top, and you're managing that interface. You know, you're not necessarily standing over your current employees and directing them on everything they're doing, especially if they are good and they know what they're doing.
Okay, well, let's get into some specifics here. What is the first thing you should do when you find out that your boss is younger than you?
Well, I think the first thing is to put yourself in their shoes and imagine what are they thinking. And I guess what I would say is to make sure that they understand first, assuming this is true, that you don't really want their job. You're happy doing the job that you've got, and that you are there to support them, sort of things you would say to any boss. I think the difference here is that I think I would emphasize that I'm happy to help, and anytime you'd like advice, I've seen many of these things before, just ask me. I'm happy to help and offer advice. And a smart supervisor will take advantage of that.
I feel like this is a little – I worry that this is a little bit idealistic. If you have greater knowledge than your boss – and your boss is insecure about some of these things, and you've been trying to be empathetic, you've been trying to do these things, that you telling them, hey, I have some experience in this field, let me give you my advice, that may play exactly into their own insecurities and their own worries and could exacerbate the situation.
Well, I think you have to be careful always about that. You know, you have people who are insecure, even as peers. You know, sometimes you put the information into question. You know, I was wondering what you thought about this. Here's the way it looks to me. You know, there's lots of ways to do this that are not calling out their lack of knowledge.
So this goes both ways as well, too. You know, the person who's the younger person in the situation, they may be hesitant to hire someone that's older for fear of all these things that we're talking about. How do you counsel someone like that to basically get over that?
Right. Well, I think one of the things that's important for younger managers to know is that this is age discrimination. You know, those thoughts in your head are discrimination, and it's important not just for the individual managers, but for the companies as a whole to make sure your employees are not doing that. But I think the other thing to keep in your back of your mind, or maybe the front of your mind if you're a younger supervisor hiring, is that you want people who are good at their jobs, and you want people who had lots of experience because they tend to be better at their jobs. Actually, the evidence on older workers is kind of overwhelming that they are better at virtually every aspect of job performance. Their performance scores are higher, their absenteeism is lower, their turnover is lower, their interpersonal skills are better.
I guess I've seen this a couple times happen where, we're going to hire somebody who is 20, 30 years younger than you because we think that they are going to be happier with this low pay and more menial job. Even though the older person is telling them, I know what the job entails, I know what it pays, and I'm still interested.
Right. Yeah, I think, this is sort of like the topic of overqualifications, right? If you think about it, it's pretty common to say, this guy's overqualified for the job, we don't want her. But it also sounds kind of ridiculous to say, this person's too good for the job, give me somebody who's not so good.
Yeah, so this person could do the job versus this person, we're not sure, but we think they might.
Yeah. I think in that case, the applicant, I think it's sort of incumbent maybe on the applicant if they want the job to be able to explain to the hiring manager why they want this job and that they know, as you say, what they're getting into. And often, it's true that they apply for jobs that are a big step down from what they've done before. And it makes perfect sense. They might say, look, I don't want the stress of being a supervisor or manager. I'm happy being an individual contributor. Now I know it doesn't pay as much. It's not as glamorous, but I don't care so much about the glamour. I'm kind of at the end of my career. I really want to contribute. And as an individual, that's what I want to do.
Final question. Should you be careful in the office then when there's these age discrepancies of talking about cultural references that either maybe a younger generation wouldn't get or the other way around?
Well, I don't think so. There's interesting research evidence on work groups that shows that when you put older and younger workers together, it's the most cooperative arrangement because they're not in competition with each other quite so much. They don't see themselves as direct competitors, and they're more likely to learn things from each other. So I wouldn't worry about doing that, and I think it kind of leads to a slightly artificial environment where you lose some of the richness of those social interactions.
So I don't know if you know Silent Toe?
No.
The Whip and the Nay-Nay?
No.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm talking about.
But then, we might sit down and you could explain to me what they are.
Right? Well, I think I really only learned just recently myself.
There you go.
Well, Peter, thank you very much.
Sure, my pleasure.
Peter Cavelli is a professor at the Wharton School of Business at the University of Pennsylvania and is the author of Managing the Older Worker. So what have your experiences been on this issue? Are you an older worker who's been having a hard time finding a job? Or are you a young boss who feels a bit insecure managing someone who's as old as your parents? Let us know. We'd love to hear your story and possibly feature it in an upcoming episode. Send an email to moneytalking@wnyc.org. You can even send an audio file talking about your experience. And of course, there's social media. I tweet @CharlieHerman, and you can find all of us at Money Talking. And to be clear, I did know the stanky leg, and I can do the dance. I just didn't know the whole song and dance that goes with it.
Now watch me whip.
Kill it.
Now watch me nay-nay.
Okay.
Now watch me whip, whip. Watch me nay-nay.
Why me?
Our producer is Julia Longoria. Merritt Jacob is our engineer. Special thanks to Amy Poftak at the Harvard Business Review. And I'm Charlie Herman, and this is Money Talking from WNYC.
Do the stanky leg.
Stank.
Do the stanky leg.
Stank, stank.
Now break your legs.
Break them.
Break your legs.
Break the knot.
Tell them break your legs.
Break them.
Break your legs.
Break the knot.
And break your legs.
Break them.
Break your legs.
Break the knot.
And break your legs.
Break them.
Break your legs.
Break the knot.
Now I me bop,
bop,
bop.
Bop,
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 bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop.